that editorial, that SPAC, he's right. We said that, Raza said that. We've been at this a while, and we're kind of old cynics, but it's been a masterclass in doing it the right way. The cameras and the coordination and engaging the media and telling the public and the detours and the contractors and the safety issues, and good for PennDOT. They've done a hell of a job. We inherently like to whine and bitch and moan in Pittsburgh. It's kind of our DNA, but you can't about this. I don't think, anyway. It's been very cool to watch. Conversely, the county business. Before I run this clip with Inamorato, I want to read you something. This comes from a very powerful man who runs a department with thousands of employees and is in a situation of power, and sent me a couple texts yesterday, which I will read. The county is effed up, all caps. No, I'm serious. It's a disaster, all caps. I've been approached about running, all caps. I would imagine running for county executive. A lot of it based on two really important things, tax and revenue, and Inamorato's parental leave deal and the pension. This is what Sarah had to say. Was it 2 days ago? Yeah, 2 days ago. Inamorato, listen.
Researchers anticipate that employers can expect about 1.7% of the workforce to qualify for the policy per year. So if you employ 100 people, that means about one or two people per year on average would qualify. I also have to say, I will be so disappointed in myself as the first county executive who will give birth in office to not be able to provide parental leave for other families who are struggling every day and just want that time to recover and to bond and to build their family.
She's crying. I wish her the best in terms of having a happy, healthy baby. There's nothing more important. She's wrong in her socialist view, and that's the problem here. They always want to get, they don't want to give. They have no plan for growth. They just have plan for give us more, give us more, give us more. And folks, there will be, and there is a mass exodus. There's no plan for growth. There's a smaller tax base, declining economy, declining population. It's all on paper. And all the indicators suggest we're screwed. They have to raise $100 million for 20 years to fix the pension. That parental leave plan, she has no way to, it's an unfunded mandate. In other words, you have to pay for that too. On top of that, you already paid about 40% more in taxes, and then the city raised your taxes. The voice of reason in this is a friend and a Republican leader, Joe Rocky. You must cringe when you hear that kind of stuff, right, Joe?
Well, first off, Marty, I'm happy you're doing better.
Thank you, sir.
And I wish Sarah's baby all the best.
Right.
And all the rest of that. But, Marty, Brandon McGinley put an article out in the paper about a week ago that said that the county pension is up 74% since 2008. The market is up 650%.
Yes, sir.
2008.
Yes, sir.
If you work for the county, you should be so upset.
Right on.
You should be suing
right.
The board of the county pension.
Yep.
All the members of the committee, and most importantly, Rich Fitzgerald, for not taking care of this.
Let me interrupt, because this is why I love Joe Rocky. My man, I can't tell you how many times I said to these people, the ones you're talking about, why don't you just put your money in an index fund? And for those who don't know what that means, you put all your money in the market, and the money increases as the market grows up. And what did you just say, Joe? It grew by 600%. That's how their money would have grown, sir, if they just put the damn money in index fund. Yes, sir?
But Marty, think about this.
It's crazy.
If you had $1 billion which the county pension did in 2008.
They did, sir.
And you put it in the stock market, you would have $6.5 billion now.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that matters for all of those pensioners would be covered.
Done.
The problem is nobody did that.
They didn't.
We have to go figure out what criminal act occurred that caused this mess.
Well, there has been. Hold on to his point. I love him because he's right on point here. Because of his point, people have been looked at exorbitant fees paid to consultants and why this money wasn't put in index funds. Go ahead, Joe.
With all due respect to Sarah, because this is not her problem.
No, sir.
If I was the county executive, I would have inherited this mess, too.
Yes, sir.
This is a Rich Fitzgerald mess. And he, for 12 years, did not appropriately manage the pension.
And sir, the pension board. And the pension board. Go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yep.
And who was in charge of the pension board?
Weinstein.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Forgive my dog.
It's all right. I love him.
Forgive my dog.
He's mad about the pension, sir.
My dog is mad about the pension. He's mad about the fact that we did not take care of the people who work for this county.
We didn't.
Every man and woman who worked for this county deserves better than what the pension board and what Rich Fitzgerald did to them.
Hey, Joe.
And
Joe,
somebody has to hold them accountable.
Hey, Joe, I you're so smart about this stuff, and I always felt like I was pretty connected. I feel a little like I dropped the ball. Like, why didn't I hear this? Did you hear this stuff, Joe? Because I didn't hear this. Did you? Before this?
As I went through the election in 23,
yeah,
I did not hear about how bad the pension was.
No.
But I did start to understand it towards the end.
I see. Can you hang, Joe? And I got stuff to get to you. Can you hang?
Yep, sure.
All right. I got important stuff to ask Joe. Now, how do we fix it? How do we fix it now? Where do we go from here? I love Joe Rocky. He's a leader. They got to come up with $100 million over 20 years just to get even with the budget. They already raised our taxes. A report yesterday suggested they can only do this one of four ways, which all includes you paying more. And then you have the parental leave thing. Republican Joe Rocky. Joe, is there a way out of this that's reasonable, sir, without really punishing people?
As I mentioned a minute ago, Marty, the first thing we have to do is figure out who did what they did to cause this situation.
Nice.
It is so bad that 650% of the market, it's up 650%.
It is.
And the county's up 74.
Yes, sir.
That's just unacceptable.
Disgraceful.
Somebody has to go to jail for this.
And they had to see it. By the way, they had to see it, brother. Come on.
Yeah, but who was in charge? Let's walk back who was in charge.
Yeah.
You already said, the county executive missed it, and the pension board missed it. Let's look at who was in charge of those things and hold them accountable.
But okay, I'm cool with all that, and I have texted Fitz. I said, let's go. Come on. And I haven't heard from him.
He's not going to respond to this. I guarantee you, Marty, he will not respond to how poorly he managed this. Period.
Let's get out of it, though, Joe. What do we do, man? How do we save ourselves from this sinking ship, sir?
Well, it's going to be, we got to grow the county.
Yes.
We got to get more people here. We got to bring business here. We got to bring data centers. We got to build things that we have not done in 45 years.
And then, sir, I don't believe that adding a friggin' parental leave program, which is an unfunded mandate, that makes it worse, does it not, sir?
Well, first off, I hope Sarah's child is great, and I hope everything works out for her. But I hope she does not do exactly what Buttigieg did. Do you remember he took off 8 weeks? He's supposed to be in charge of the entire transportation
system. I recall that, sir. Race,
and he took off 8 weeks. How could that possibly be okay?
I don't know. I can't wrap my arms around that, my man.
Yeah, me either.
Hey, Joe, are you going to run again? We need your distinct type of leadership. Are you going to run for something, sir? I'm not going to pigeonhole you. No. I got to ask you this first. This came from a very powerful executive who runs a massive department and said, this is a text. The county is effed up. No, I'm serious. It's a disaster. Do you agree with that, sir?
Well, I think we have a lot of troubles that we need to address.
Yes,
and I think we have a lot of situations where we're not managing the employees, the county, and the entirety of our county. Hey, Marty, I love walking the Rachel Carson Trail.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know what that is.
No, I love it. Yeah, okay. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
But I love walking that. And nobody's managing anything at this point.
No.
Okay?
No.
And so we just need to get our bleep together.
Are you going to run again, Joe, for something?
I'm not going to answer that question.
You're thinking about it, I'm told. I'm told you're thinking about it.
I am. I am thinking a lot about it.
Right.
Bishop Zubik, I don't know what religion you are, but Bishop Zubik has suggested that I need to get back in the game. So,
my man, Joe, I'll stay in touch, man. I love you. You know that.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. I love him. I mean that. He's wonderful. And he's a leader. And he has a business sense. He lost by 5,000 votes. If you want to know the truth. Go ahead, Mike.
Marty, good morning.
Great morning, brother.
Job. I'm happy that the prayers were answered and you're with us.
Same. Thanks, my man.
You're welcome, sir. Case in point, Mark. How bad, terrible the financial structure is in Pittsburgh, Allegheny County.
Yeah.
One case in point.
Can we fix it?
We had a...
Oh,
hell. Well, here's...
I hate to blow him off. I do. I love him. And I owe him a phone call. But I want to grab the chief real quick. I know Jason's busy as hell, and this is kind of important. Chief, thanks for calling, man. I know you're busy.
Hey, Marty, absolutely.
Yeah, my man. You see the same kind of risk for your people, and I love the fact that you care about them like this, with this air that everybody else does. Is that because you sent out this memo, you want cops to be protected too, right?
Absolutely. I actually initially thought yesterday that they said that the air would be it would be better today. But then I woke up this morning and I saw the purple air alert, and I actually opened my front door, and you can barely breathe out there. I fully realize, you know, we're in a unique position. We have emergencies that we have to handle. We have to go out there and take care of the public. But there are things that we can do to protect our officers and have them protect themselves.
Hey, Jason, you're an athlete. You're a workout freak. Do you feel it, even though you're fit like this? Do you feel it, sir?
Well, first of all, it's very kind of you to call me an athlete. I am far from it, but I do go to the gym.
Yeah.
I mean, I was actually, you know, went to the gym early this morning and just walking back to my car. I mean, it feels like you're sucking in like smoke from a barbecue, you know, grill
or something like that.
It makes it very difficult. And my concern is, you know, first of all, we don't know what the long-term effects are, but also we have officers out there, you know, answering 911 calls, answering emergency calls. Sometimes, you know, they're running after people, sucking in that air. We want to just minimize their risk as much as possible.
Hey, don't want to get you in the middle of something controversial, but you have cops actually walking the beat at Picklesburg. Will you pull them, sir?
Well, so I will tell you that is, you know, one of the things that is difficult is, you know, we have officers that are assigned.
They are, sir.
They are assigned to details, and we have to be there to provide security. We can't not show up.
No,
so what I've asked Right. So we've provided N95 masks to all officers. As a matter of fact, as we speak right now, we have officers coming in from the zones, picking up bags of masks to distribute. So the officers that do have to be outside, you know, I would like them to wear N95 masks, and that should keep them safe. And we also realize that, you know, on certain emergency calls, or, you know, if we're being hired for special events or off-duty work that requires officers to be outside, we don't have the option of just not showing up. Man. I don't ever want a member of the public to be hurt or injured or the victim of a crime because the police weren't there. So we just have to be smart about it and limit our exposure.
Well, your men and women respect the fact that you give a damn and acknowledge this, and that means a hell of a lot on the streets, as you know. Thanks, Chief. You're the man.
Thanks. Have a good day.
I've been lucky enough to book several experts. Don Yeely was off the top of the show concerning what's happening with the weather. And then I wanted to get a pulmonologist because they know this stuff so well. And I think that's the doc there. Yeah? Yeah. We have a pulmonologist. Is that him? Yeah. Doctor, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Steve Kovacs, pulmonologist from UPMC. Tell folks what should concern them, sir, about this weather.
So the biggest thing that concerns about the weather is dealing with the particulate matter that's in the air. You see a number going around called PM2.5. It's particulate matter of 2.5 microns. That's small enough to actually, those are particles that get into the lungs that can cause damage to the lungs, the heart, kidneys.
Oh.
So it can be very problematic, especially when the concentrations get as high as they are in the atmosphere like they are now.
Wow. So people should be, because a lot of us blow it off, it's no big deal, but this can be detrimental to your health, sir, long term or short term?
Can be in both. It can be detrimental both long and short term. In dealing with lung disease, even people without it, they can have issues similar to asthma attacks where it causes irritation in the airways. We see when these air quality measures go up, like back in 2023, there was a 44% increase of hospitalizations, both in the ER, from heart attacks, from respiratory compromise. It can be very problematic, especially when it gets as high as it is now.
So some people say we were overdoing it by canceling stuff. You're saying, I don't want to speak for you, Doc, but you're saying no way. That's smart.
I think it's actually very smart. Because the issue is that many people who are healthy, even when there's small air quality changes, don't really notice much change. So when you look at the AQI, the Air Quality Index, which is seen on most smartphone apps and throughout different websites, you start to get the numbers above 100. So this is a scale that goes from 0 to over 300. When you start getting numbers of above 100, it actually puts people with respiratory disease at risk. But over 150, it can put anybody at risk.
Oh.
And when you start getting to the levels we are now, which is actually over 300 as of this morning, that's hazardous to everyone. So especially people who are outside, again, people with lung disease, heart disease, small children who have less respiratory reserve, pregnant women, everybody can be affected by this. So it is important to take it seriously.
Steve Kovacs, doctor, is the head of pulmonology at UPMC Hammett. Hey, doc, are you having cases up there?
We're having a lot of cases.
Are
we've had an increase. Yeah, we're having, it's. Air quality index as of this morning was over 300. It's in the 280s right now, but it's still high enough to lead to a lot of respiratory symptoms. So within our practice, we're seeing patients calling the office, coming in. There's been increasing volumes to primary care physicians and emergency departments due to respiratory conditions and things that are affected by this type of smoke.
I don't want to drag you into something political, but it's kind of odd. So the city of Pittsburgh closed all the pools, canceled a lot of their events, Doc. And in Mount Lebanon, they closed all the pools, a lot of activities for folks. yet there's this massive event downtown, Picklesburg. And I'm not trying to be a goof here, but from what you're saying, folks shouldn't be out in that. Is that fair, sir? Is that fair for me to say?
That's correct. That's correct. When the air quality index, when this is, there's this much smoke in particulate matter in the air, you want to, several things you need to try to do. One is to try to minimize your outdoor time as much as possible. If you absolutely have to be outdoors, utilizing things such as N95 masks can help minimize the particulate matter you're breathing in. It won't stop the smoke, but it will stop a lot of these particulates that you're going to breathe into your lungs that can cause damage. And to minimize exercising outside, because again, the more air we take in, the more of these particulates we breathe in, the more damage they have a potential to cause.
Hey, Doc, those real simple masks we have laying around from COVID, they don't work, right? Right?
Unfortunately, just the cloth or dust mask as it is not going to be helpful for outdoor, for minimizing particulate matter inhalation. N95, if properly fitted, which is important, can be very helpful at minimizing that. But again, the goal is to try to get yourself out of the environment into a indoors where it tends to be a little bit more filtered air just through our standard kind of forced air filters, and to minimize even indoor pollution, you know, with that. So in times like this, you have to watch what you're cooking. You have to watch, minimize frying. You got to, right? You got to be careful not to light indoor wood fires. Don't minimize vaping, candles, anything that's going to cause more particulate matter, carbon monoxide, and things we typically see around open flames. We want that to have be as minimal as possible, especially with as much as we're dealing with on the outdoors.
Pulmonologist Dr. Steve Kovacs. Hey, Doc, one of my boys, a judge, sent me a question. In a car with AC, is that okay?
So in an indoor environment, it depends on the cars. I mean, most of the cars now have some type of air filtration going through. Again, just minimizing the overall outdoor exposure. The thing with cars, like even houses, once you start opening doors and windows and getting in and out of it, you're going to bring those in. So I would say if you are driving around, if you have air conditioning, keep the windows up with the AC on. Hopefully the filter provides some level of protection, but really minimizing the time outside is the best option.
Hey, Doc, does all this crap in my lungs from this, does it go away?
Sometimes, I mean, so it depends. And a lot of it, once things are inhaled, especially with this small level of particulate matter, your body has we don't really have any good recourse to remove them.
I see.
They tend to cause inflammation, things like that. Now, sometimes the body will be able to minimize some of these exposures, but what's happening year over year, we're seeing this happen more and more. The amount of people from the 2000s to 2020s who have been affected by wildfire smoke has increased almost 40-fold in the last 20 years. So the more and more exposure that we have that really is out of our control, the more dangerous it can be moving forward. So minimizing the exposure during these types of incidences has goals short-term and then lifelong as well.
Man, good stuff, brother. Doctor, you're the best. I appreciate you, my man. Smart. Appreciate you, man.
It's my pleasure.
He's very practical, and I did not know it was this serious, so I'm glad he enlightened us. Thank you, brother. Wow.
Thank you.
So he's an expert. He said they should cancel Picklesburg, and I just got a text from one of the higher-ups that ain't happening. So there you go. Make your own decisions. Hey, Trevin, you're very objective about this stuff, and I want to bring Patrick in this. This is actually fascinating. Hey, Patrick, you there?
Yes, sir.
It's actually fascinating, and I know you listen intently because you do, and so does Trevin. If you listen to Lando, the police chief, Don Yealy, chief medical officer at UPMC, and then that guy was amazing, and he's a pulmonologist, head of all pulmonology at UPMC Hammett. Fellas, my man said shut down. He did, Patrick. He said they should not have Picklesburg. Did he not, sir?
He said everything outdoors should be canceled today.
I specifically said Picklesburg. He said yes, it should not go. So as a favor, yep. Patrick, read us, and this is great work on your part. Read us the statement you just put out there from Picklesburg. This is interesting as hell.
Yeah, so I, while we were having that discussion, I emailed the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. They're the ones that organize and put on Picklesburg.
Yes, sir.
And here's the statement they just sent me. The PDP knows how many people have been looking forward to Picklesburg and that many have traveled a long way to be here. Over the past 11 years, the festival has dealt with plenty of weather challenges, but wildfires and air quality are new ones. The PDP has made the decision to open Picklesburg as planned today at noon, so 7 minutes from now. Per the festival's comprehensive safety protocols, conditions will be continuously monitored throughout the day. Staff and vendors have been given the flexibility to decide what's best for them.
It's so actually,
everyone is encouraged to use their own judgment when deciding whether to attend.
I'm not playing God here. I see what they're saying, but I also hear the doctor saying no. And I know you heard Jason say he's having the cops work it. They're supposed to.
Exactly, I see, but all the other beat cops that are just walking their regular beats, they're not walking today. They're in vehicles.
Patrick, it's a weird dynamic, you have to admit, right? It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get this is a paid event where that's specifically what they're paid to do.
Yep. No, it's massive. Yeah. It's massive.
Yeah, and the doc said the air quality, what, anything over 300 is dangerous?
It's way over there.
I believe it's over 500.
Yes, Ben.
That's correct, what I'm seeing.
And I didn't know it's permanent. Trevin, did you know all this stuff? I'm an idiot. I had no idea that it was this.
No, sir. No. My position would be, again, I'm not going to dip into your pockets and mess with your business, but at the same time, when does common sense prevail? And when I say that, I say this. If you just had medical doctors on that indicated to you and are warning you that you yourself should not be outside. I don't know if you've heard me. I've been coughing more than I cough.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah.
So I think that common sense should prevail.
I agree again.
And again, with Picklesburg giving the vendors the opportunity and it's their choice whether they attend or not. Barney and Patrick, my thing is this. Is this something where as people learn more information, then they'll make the better decisions as they're learning the information? Now, I heard what you said, but not everybody, unfortunately, listens to us.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But I'm thinking as people find out this information, I'm thinking that they would shut it down.
Patrick, I'm a big boy. I would make decisions for my family. I say let them go. I do. You know, we did this stuff, Patrick, during COVID, and it blew up. You know what I'm saying? We overstepped and over-controlled and over-manhandled. And it's not COVID. I'm not saying that. But what would you do, Patrick? I respect, obviously, everything you have to say. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, and this is not a public entity. This is a private event for people to come to. So, you know, I don't know that I have a problem with them letting people make their own decisions. As long as they are good with that, and same with their vendors.
Here's what I love, my man Frank. My man Frank said, money comes before common sense.
But Marty, you can't spend money when you're dead.
No. I don't know what I would do. I'm not going to tell my kids what to do. They have all their friends here. They're young. If they don't feel good about it, stay home. If they do, go. My wife went and played tennis this morning. My son did not go swimming, but they canceled it. I worked out for 2.5 hours, and I'm a punk old guy. So I'm not saying Picklesburg sucks. I think it's a wonderful event. Oh, wow, they're not refunding vendors' fees. Wow. Well, Patrick, that's an issue too, brother.
Yeah, that could be.
And Patrick, you raised this point. I can't find out. There are events that have this catastrophic cancellation fee thing, insurance. I'm guessing they don't.
They're not canceling, so that won't be a factor here.
And I have friends behind the scenes on this in power at City Hall, and they're saying, no, let it go. I say this, make your own choice. If you have breathing issues, stay home, man. If you don't, knock yourself out.